Good afternoon, Resaca Middle School Honors Band. My name is Oscar Gonzalez from River Bend City. I will be giving you some comments throughout your performance in hopes of helping you get better as you get ready for UIL. And here we go. A little bit more separation to get more clarity in the rhythmically speaking. I would recommend getting your tubas maybe a little bit closer to that bass drum so we can line it up a little bit better. Yeah, flutes didn't, your trumpets didn't come in at the same pitch as the flutes there. Yeah, low brass. That needs to come out through. Yeah, the articulation there. Sound for you. That was a good moment for you. Good job, man. Yeah, as you're playing pop, 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 make sure that you can hear a chord and not individual players. Yeah, we're having some pitch issues here, flutes. Woof. Okay. Careful with your pitch here. Make sure as you're going higher, you know, you can roll in a bit. Oh, don't get... Yeah, that needs to be cleaner, low brass. D, da, 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 da. You got to hear each note there, low brass. It sounds very very mushy. There's got to be a point to the start of every sound. Anytime you have tick, 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 you know, there's times I hear it and there's times that it's there, but I really can't distinguish it. So be real articulate. That it's very, very, very clear and clean. Okay. Now there's a little low brass feature there. Don't let your sound, don't get carried away there, low brass. Just back it off, you know, 2-3%, and you'll fall right where you need to be because it got a little bit out of hand there on you, tone-wise. All right. I know it's cool to play loud, but it needs to be loud the right way. I was a trombone player. I know. So just be careful and control your volume there on that little feature at the end of that march. Good introduction, good releases. Yeah, you gotta release those that dotted half note together, woodwinds at measure 18. Don't let the pitch drop there, flutes at measure 22. Yeah, it needs to be better articulated. One, tay, one, tay. It's got to be cleaner, better articulated. It's got to line up with a tira, da, tira, da. Nice, Nice crescendo band on the whole note, but keep your balance when you get to the cha-cha-cha part at 43. Good, nice full sounds there, but you didn't do the same thing at 49. Good sound at 48, not as good in 49 going into 50, okay? Keep your ensemble sound. Okay, that sounds, yeah, 60. Yeah, at 60, you have an entrance. The entrance is basically based on three notes. Bum, 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 bum. And it kind of tiers, it's in tiers. It starts off with a low brass, goes into the trumpets, goes into the altos, and then the flutes finishes. So it's a four-phase entrance. Those four phases need to be identified, okay, in tiers. So once you play your three notes, get out of the way so that the next group can come in, get out of the way, the next group, and so on and so on. That way you get real good clarity of your entrances as those different entrances are being stacked up, and those four, and there's four levels of excitement, actually. All right, so just make sure that is tiering enough together. Measure 65, the half note before 66. Okay, tune that chord. That chord did not resolve properly going into 66. So double check that chord, that it, you know, one, that they're playing the right note, and that it makes chord, you know, the structure of the chord is correctly, so that the leading tone can lead into the resolution at 66. All right, that last note needs to be a tone at the end of it, a full volume. Let the sound touch the rest. Okay, so you can get a good full volume. Okay, moving on. Super sides. Yeah, a little bit more balance control when you go up and down those crescendos and decrescendos. Oh, careful with that tuning their horns. Check that C. Yeah, finish that decrescendo into one of, count one of measure 15, low brass. Get yourself out of the way a little bit more, brass. Let the woodwinds dominate there. Measure 26. Yeah, don't drop as you decrescendo. Don't drop your pitch. Make sure you support the sound all the way to the end. Yeah, if you can bring out your tenor more at 38, that would be nice, just to feel that contrary line. Easy. Don't spread your sounds there, French horns. Yeah, this is getting away from you. Not tempo-wise, the tempo's great, sound-wise. Yeah, you guys lost your concept of sound there at the end. You know, it's okay to get faster, get more excited, but just don't lose concept of your band sound as you're finishing that, because it did get away from you. All right. Now, low brass, just to finish here. When you're coming in on your little feature there, Okay. This is measure 58. Okay, Lopez, you got a little power moment there. Okay, the dynamic level is a fuerte. And the thing is that I hear individuals, I don't hear unified low brass. So instead of sounding fat and full, it's sounding real thin, you know, because you're not unifying your pitch, you're not unifying your sounds with each other, and I think you would be a lot more powerful that way. Okay, so make sure that you really listen to your neighbor. You got to hear the person next to you and unify your tones better as a section, not as an individual. Okay, and again, when you get faster, I know we get excited, but you need to maintain composure and don't let that band sound spread on you. Okay, don't let it get out of hand on you, because man, it was a whole different band sound from what you started with at the beginning. So just be very, very careful with that, because that's the last sound that the judges are going to hear, and it wasn't your best one. So you need to be careful with that. Alrighty. Good job overall. I wish you the best of luck, and have a great day.